how do you get past, how do you work past the guilt that you feel as a caregiver? It's just something that we personally have dealt with as caregivers.
Welcome to the Honestly Adoption Podcast, a show about adoption, foster care, advocacy, and becoming the best caregiver possible. Pull up a chair. We're glad you've joined us. Here are your hosts, Mike and Kristen Berry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Honestly Adoption Podcast. We are so glad you have joined us. This is season 28, episode 264. And listen, I'm going to say this right out of the gate. If you are brand new to the podcast, welcome. We are so glad you're here. But for any of everybody who's joining us, we are really close, in fact, just a couple of days away from opening up registration to the Insight Virtual Conference, which is our annual online conference that we do that features voices and experts from all over the world specializing in therapeutic practices, therapeutic parenting practices, medical. They come from medical backgrounds, child psychology backgrounds. And we put this conference on to help you become the best caregiver possible, to give you insight into your child's trauma history so that you can parent effectively. The great thing is, this is 2 days packed full of insight and wisdom and, transformation from the world's leaders in the foster and adoption community. And I got to tell you, this year is going to be the best Insight conference yet. The cool part, too, is that you as a foster parent, or if you're completing your home study, you'll get to you're gonna get like, I think we give, it's like 16 hours of training credit. And then if you're a professional, if you're a case manager, if you're a pediatrician, a teacher, the list goes on. You can also get CE credit, 16 hours of CE credit. We're gonna outline all of that when we open up registration. But here's what I want to tell you. This is the reason why I am super excited about this. I'm excited about it because this year we are crafting some amazing fast action bonuses when you sign up quickly. So when you sign up in the first couple of weeks, we're going to be giving you some really cool fast action bonuses. I'm not going to tell you what they are because it's going to be a surprise, but this coming Monday, February 27th, registration goes live, and you're going to want to take action quickly to get your ticket because the bonuses. We're going to send you some really cool bonuses. We've never done something like this before, but we're doing bonuses, we're doing giveaways, we're doing all kinds of special offers. And along with all the amazing speakers that we have joining us for Insight this year, we also have some really, really special guests. We just confirmed a couple of those the other day, and I am equally excited about our special guests joining us this year at the conference. So here's what you need to do. Jump over to honestlyadoption.com/insight and get on that email update list, because the first people we're going to notify about registration being open and the fast action bonus are the people that are on the update list. Super simple. honestlyadoption.com/insight. Sign up to be on the update list and you're in. That's it. Just costs you your name and your email. You're going to want to be on that list. So guys, listen. So glad you're here. Wherever you're listening from, in the 70 plus countries around the world where we have listeners, we're glad you guys are joining us. I actually wanted to talk about something that it's a recurring question that has been coming up with, mostly with our one-to-one coaching clients that are in our parent coaching program. And also, we get a lot of emails on this. And frankly, it's just something that we personally have dealt with as caregivers. How do you get past, how do you work past the guilt that you feel as a caregiver? How do you move past those guilty feelings? And let me tell you primarily where this comes from. Primarily comes from this place of deep, deep mistake of deep, deep failure. Maybe it was something you said. Maybe it was something you did. Maybe it was kind of like a long season of just constantly fighting with your child. And maybe it's left you feeling like you're making their trauma worse, that you're prolonging healing. And you have carried around this guilt as a caregiver. How do you get past that? I can tell you personally, let me just be vulnerable with you for a minute and tell you personally that this is a weight that I have carried around numerous times in my life recently. In fact, the other day I was driving into the city. We live outside of Indianapolis. I was driving down to the city and I just started to feel this overwhelming sense of guilt. Thinking about some of the past moments where I've just failed as a parent, right? I've said something that I didn't mean, or I overreacted to something, or I didn't react to my child's behavior with therapeutic parenting strategies, right? Even though I know them. My goodness, I traveled the country and I teach them, and we teach them here on this podcast. We even do training programs, a coaching program, courses, workshops. Some of you guys just signed up and went through our behavior response workshop, and there have been times, I even said this in the webinar, that I have not, I'm still a work in progress. So what do you do when you feel this enormous guilt from the mistakes you have made and you can't get past it? And maybe you have sat with a therapist. Maybe you have, sat with a close friend over coffee and you have poured your heart out, but you still feel that enormous guilt. Because I'm right there with you. You are not alone. Let me just tell you that out of the gate, that if this is you, if you're nodding right now as you're listening to my voice and you're listening to this podcast, you are not alone. Right there with you, as I just shared. But I think that the first thing that I would tell you, if you were in our coaching program, or if you were sitting with me across the table for coffee, is that I would tell you to give yourself compassion. I would remind you that you are a human being. I would remind you that you are not perfect and that you fail. I would give you the same compassion that I would want you to give me. Because the truth is, we are human beings. We are not super men, super women. We fail. We make mistakes. We can know every single strategy there is to know. We can have our behavior response blueprint down pat. We can read the books. We can go to the conferences. And guess what? We're still going to make mistakes. We're still going to have moments when we fail, because that's part of life. That is part of life. And it is never going to be, we're never going to get to the point where we don't make mistakes as caregivers. So I guess what I want you to do is I want you to embrace that, as weird as that sounds. If you were sitting across from me right now, I would tell you embrace it, because that's a part of life. It's not that you rest on those laurels and say, well, you know what? I'm imperfect. Because that's not going to solve anything, right? You need to move towards healing and restoration, which I'll talk about in a moment. But I think an important first step for us as caregivers is to recognize that we're human, that we fail, that we make mistakes. It's part of the human experience. As Dr. Kristen Neff says in her amazing book, Self-Compassion, our failures, our foibles are part of life, and we need to stop running from the fact that mistakes are part of the human experience. You work to get better, yes. You work to overcome, absolutely. You work to become the best caregiver possible. You just heard me say that we created the Insight Virtual Conference and all the resources we offer within Honestly Adoption to help you become the best caregiver possible. So you always want to be working towards that. But in the process, when you fail, embrace that, accept that as part of the human experience, and give yourself compassion. Give yourself the same compassion that you would want somebody to give to you if you were pouring your heart out to them. You know, I think that's where it begins. The second thing is, it's something actually that I learned years ago from a friend of mine. I was listening to my good friend Jason talk to a group of guys. We were up in the mountains for a road trip, which is our foster and adoptive dads experience that we host every fall up in the mountains of Colorado. You can learn more about it by going to roadtripdads.com. Shameless plug. But I was sitting there listening to Jason, and he was answering a question of one of the dads. And it was along these same lines, like, man, I just feel so guilty. I feel like I've made so many mistakes. And I remember Jason looking at him and saying, you know, a really powerful thing that you can do as a parent for your kids is when you mess up is to kneel down next to them, look them in their eyes, or if they're a teenager, stand there and look at them directly and ask for their forgiveness. Admit that you made a mistake. Look at them and tell them, I screwed up. I failed you. I take ownership of it. And I'm sorry. And the point that he made when he was sharing this with that dad was that teaches our kids how to be people of grace, people who take ownership of their mistakes, and people who forgive and seek forgiveness. That was such a powerful moment to listen to that I even included it in my book, Winning the Heart of Your Child. Because I realized that, yes, that we are actively teaching our children how to be adults, right? As Kristen often says, you're not parenting a child, you're parenting an adult. Translation, you're working on a bigger picture. You want them to become the best human being possible, right? And where some of you are parenting right now, you're just a decade away or less. You know, so you're not parenting an 11-year-old. You're parenting a 21-year-old or a 31-year-old or a 41-year-old. Your goal for your child is for them to become the best human being possible, the best adult possible. Now, obviously, you don't have control over, you know, what they do and who they become. But your job as a caregiver is to do everything in your power to teach them how to be the best human possible. And I think that when we make mistakes, when we fail our children, a really powerful step for us to take is to seek their forgiveness, take ownership of our mistakes, of our bad choice, whatever it is, tell them we're sorry, and work to do better. I just had to do this a couple of weeks ago with my teenager. We weren't seeing eye to eye. We were at odds. We were, kind of in a battle with one another, and I full confession here, I let my emotions get the best of me. I forgot in the heat of the moment, because we do, you know, everything that I've taught a lot of you when it comes to behavior response that we teach. Full confession, I'm still a work in progress. You know, I forgot that first thing that we teach, and that is to make sure you have control of your own emotions. It starts by you regulating yourself. I totally forgot that. I let my emotions get the best of me. And you know what? When I realized I did that, I had to go and look at my kid square in the face and tell him, hey, bud, I messed up. That was wrong of me. It's nobody else's fault but mine. I take full ownership, and I'm sorry, and I love you. And you know what? In that moment, healing was able to take place. The other thing I'll tell you is, you've heard me mention ownership a couple of times. I think it's really important for us to take ownership of the things that we need to take ownership over, right? When we say something or do something that we don't mean and we make those mistakes, we have to take ownership. It's so crucial. Ownership, much like seeking out forgiveness, teaches our kids how to be people who take ownership of our mistakes, right? And I know some of you would say, you know what? My child is always projecting, you know, because they're in survival mode. It's a trauma behavior. They're always projecting away from themselves. They don't ever take ownership of anything. And I would look at you and tell you, I totally understand that. I'm raising kids that do the same thing. But it doesn't change our responsibility that we need to be people who take ownership. We need to model that in front of our kids, much like we model forgiveness. We model seeking grace and seeking forgiveness. And finally, let me leave you with this. At the end of the day, please, 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 please don't beat yourself up. Please, 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 please don't believe the lie that you hear, and I know you hear this lie because I hear it in my head often too, that you are a failure, that you shouldn't be parenting these children, that you are making things worse. That is a lie from darkness and evil and the evil one, whatever you want to call it, directly from the evil and the darkness. That is a straight lie, you guys. Don't believe that. You are a good parent, and you are doing good things. As we often say, that you are a good parent and you're doing good things for your children. You're doing great work. Never ever forget that. We are cheering for you guys. We believe in you, and our passion is to help you become the best caregiver possible. Once again, I want to invite you to join us for Insight Virtual Conference, where we are going to dive deep into understanding our children's trauma, understanding how trauma impacts the brain, understanding the sensory needs, understanding, man, you name it. We're going to dive into so much amazing content. It's coming April 20th and 21st. I don't think I said that at the beginning, but that's when Insight's coming. So jump over to honestlyadoption.com/insight, get on that email update list, and we'll see you guys real soon on the Honestly Adoption Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Honestly Adoption Podcast, a resource courtesy of the Honestly Adoption Company. To learn more about us, visit www.honestlyadoption.com.